If I were to tell you that there is a car named for Oakland County, Michigan, you'd probably not recognize any of the models. However, you do know the brand named for a city in that county. The story of a town and a county and the auto brands they produced is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Tim Dye is an expert on an auto brand that began before cars were ever born.
It actually started as the Pontiac Buggy Company in 1893, and then in 1907 they started making an automobile and called it an Oakland because Pontiac, Michigan, where the cars were being made, is in Oakland County.
Dye shares the story from the Pontiac Oakland Museum.
In 1909, GM bought the Oakland Motor Car Company, so it was General Motors making Oakland cars. Then in 1926, they put a companion car with it called the Pontiac. They made the two of them together from 1926 to 1931.
The more expensive Oakland was discontinued in 1931, and Pontiac remained until 2010. Tim has had a love of Pontiacs for most of his life.
When I was 16, I had a 68 GTO, and I think I just focused that on the GTO and Pontiacs. And then when I was 19, I helped start the GTO Association of America.
Tim moved his collection from Oklahoma to Illinois. He says it's the perfect fit.
Pontiac, Michigan, of course, would be the logical choice because of the history of the cars. But from a tourism standpoint and being centrally located and so forth, and Pontiac, you know, Illinois is just a wonderful little town.
The collection here is impressive, and we'll take a look next time as we travel the countryside. Pontiac, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.